Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Repeat after me. The US dollar is obsolete. The US dollar is obsolete. The US dollar is obsolete. A cashless society would be a vast improvement over the crude system we know today. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
From award-winning journalist and author Chad Olson comes the all-new book, Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. An old man building a ladder to the stars and hiding a deadly secret for his enemies. A social media mogul's last day on Earth and a dire warning for our future. A mysterious salesman offers a housewife a new chance at happiness. Will she leave it all behind for true love? Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe by Chad Olson. One critic writes, if Ray Bradbury and O. Henry had a literary love child, they might write like Chad Olson. Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. 30 powerfully humanizing short stories in a page-turning portrait of the human heart. Available now at Barnes & Noble, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and at select booksellers near you. Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe by Chad Olson. Your adventure awaits.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at chadolsonshow.com. That's www.chadolsonshow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
All over the country, beginning early last June, school curricula have changed completely and become explicitly political and openly racist. And most parents have just sat there on their hands and watched it happen and watched their kids hurt by it. But one group of parents in Loudoun County, Virginia, right outside Washington, is fighting back against all of this, against a curriculum that teaches their kids to hate their country and to judge their classmates based on how they look, on their skin color. Several parents had the courage to say this publicly a few days ago at a school board meeting. Watch.
CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you. An honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not implement hatred or injustice. It's to communicate without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action and a backbone for what we ask for today, to ban CRT.
The Chad Olson Show.
Well, Annie, it is simple, undeniable fact that everything we're watching in this present modality is interconnected. Everything is inextricably intertwined, and whether it be critical race theory or the way that they have collapsed the world economy via COVID-19, the shutdowns, disruption of supply chain all around the world, every single thing that they're doing, desecration, absolute dismantling of the dollar, dollar index posting some of the worst numbers that we have seen in the last 20 years during this past week, even as we see the crypto sector going absolutely nuts, devaluation of the crypto sector. I told you that the billionaire class, the hedge fund managers, and the central banks were going to collude to turn the crypto sector into a pump and dump, and that's exactly what is happening even now. And I'm loath to engage in this I-told-you-so-ism, but I told you 6 months or so ago that Bitcoin would not see $72,000 before there would be reversal, and that even if it was going to go to $100,000 in valuation per coin, that we were going to see a trip back down the ladder prior to that reset in the fluctuation of that valuation. That was dictated by the analytics and the fundamentals of the technicals of that trading chart. And just looking at the way that chart has continued, even aside Elon Musk's manipulations and everything he's done with the market in the things that he's talked about, 1 minute praising Bitcoin, the next minute coming out and saying that they're, you know, it's very obvious that Bitcoin is dangerous. His words change by the day, but all of this is working together for the very singular objective, and that is the destruction of the American economy, the destruction of the American nation, and the implementation of a fully communized system here in the United States. Peter Fedenka is our guest and has been for about the last 90 minutes of the program as we discuss his survival and his escape from communist Czechoslovakia back in the 1980s. Peter, you came to America, and long story short, you have lived the essence of what the American dream is. You've been a successful businessman. If you want to talk just about what your business experience has been here and the amazing blessings of material prosperity that have been yours since arriving in the United States, that you've lived what the American dream is all about.
Yes. Well, when we came to America, we had nothing. We had $600 in our pockets, clothes on our backs, two little children, and we did not speak English. And pretty much same like your ancestors, which came over here maybe 100, 150 years earlier, but they were starting exactly the same way.
1912. My grandparents came here from Sweden on a little wooden boat, and the rest is history. They homesteaded in the state of Nebraska.
Excellent. So we came over here same way for the same reason, because America was land of the freedom and opportunities. We came over here with nothing, hoping that we're going to build our lives, better future for our descendants, just like your ancestors. Same thing. They came over here for better future for themselves and the descendants. And so we start from the scratch, and we were building our job. My first job was $3 for $3.35 an hour. That was the minimum wage at the time. I was working for a local pig farmer in North Dakota. I was working 9 hours a day and 6 days a week just to generate enough income to support my four-member family. But I was looking for a better job. And when I find a better job, I give my 2 weeks notice. And we were building our lives pretty much from the scratch that way, always looking for a better job. And eventually I become the business owner. I own the construction company, and my wife and both children are grown up, of course, now, and they are all successful in their lives. I'm really happy about that. And like I said, we are living the American dream. You know, sky is still the limit over here, but it's disappearing really quickly.
Hey, the thing that you and I have talked about this previously, you said when you found another better job, you took it. And right. Every time that you had another opportunity for a better job and a better job and a better job, you took those opportunities, and you made it your business and made yourself about the business of taking your life and your own financial destiny in your hands. You didn't run and go crying in the streets for a $15 minimum wage.
Right.
You just went and got a job with a better paycheck.
Right. And my wife, my children never collected unemployment, never collected any government handouts, nothing. We did it all by ourselves. Again, going back to your ancestors and others' ancestors, they didn't have the chance to get food stamps at that time and unemployment and all welfare. It didn't exist. People have to survive, build.
Well, and even in the days of, you know, my great-grandparents, they're the ones who came across in the boat from Sweden. But in the days of my grandparents and even my parents, as you know, being on any kind of assistance, it was a matter of personal shame.
Exactly.
It was a matter of, this is a signification of my personal failure that I have to rely on somebody else.
Exactly.
For my needs as a human being and for the needs of my family.
Exactly.
And to see the degree to which that has changed to a sense of entitlement on the part of the lower classes who believe that the reason that they're poor is because somebody else is rich.
Right.
That is so antithetical to what the American ideal has always been.
Right.
And just that shift alone is something that should spark fear into the hearts of anyone who's watching this and has any sense of what history says about that kind of a movement.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So it's very scary for us to see what's going on, because we lived the final stage of that.
Yes.
We lived in the communism. I was born in communism, and communism, like you were saying before, is dictatorship. It's 100% of government dictatorship. They control everything, 100%. And it's easy and I always keep saying that communism is the just more accepted, more easier word for dictatorship. Because it's easy to say, if you are naive or whatever you are, say, I believe in communism, communism is good, you know, I'm happy to be communist. It's hard to say, I believe in dictatorship, dictatorship is good. I am happy to be dictator. It doesn't work, but it is. That's what it is. 100% of government control, dictatorship in every aspect of your life.
And isn't that the way the left always is in their marketing ploy? No matter what idea they're selling, if they have to change the the nomenclature, changed the name of it to be able to put it across. It, just as they went from global warming to climate change.
Right.
Now, nobody talks openly about communism,
right.
although the ideas are just explicitly communist. Anybody who has even two neurons to rub together and a working sense about what it was that Karl Marx said. We were having an interesting conversation during the commercial break about we've now come full circle. You have fellow Czechs and people who escaped from your home country, your fellow countrymen who are looking around and have seen what's happening in the United States and have actually made the decision to go back to the Czech Republic. Talk about that.
Yes, well, we came here, you know, other Czechs, of course, I'm not the only one. Other Czechs came over here, Czechoslovakia, Czechs and Slovaks, and other East European countries came over here and escaped from communism and live in our lives in America. And now, with the what happened in the last November and the new government which came in the middle of January, of course, people look at that and they say, this is communism, my countrymen, this is communism. And they went back to Czechoslovakia or Czech Republic. They said, we dealt with it one time already. We know what it is. We are not going to deal with it again now in our old age. And we are going to leave out of here before the door is going to close. Because that's what communists did. They didn't shut the door the first day they were in the power. But they shut the door. And so these people are scared to live, to repeat in their lives in the old age what already happened to them.
I've had the blessing and the privilege of watching you in front of a live audience on a couple of occasions, and invariably there's a question out of the audience after you're finished speaking. Why didn't you leave? Did you see any warning signs, and why didn't you leave before the entire thing burned down? And you just mentioned, you know, your fellow countrymen not wanting to relive that nightmare again on American soil in the same way that you saw Czechoslovakia fall under communist control. Can you address that? Where are we now in that process? And it seems like an insultingly deceptive and simplistic question. But the final shoe drops so quickly. It's impossible to escape if you haven't done it already.
Right. Well, what I am seeing right now with this government since January is what they're doing. They're going along the lines. And in America, maybe it's a little bit harder because it's so big and there are states with their own government. But so it's progressing a little bit slower. But every step which they do, every decision which they make is exactly like taking it from communist schoolbook and from coming to the power illegally and then not executing yet, but then punishing and silencing everybody who point the finger and say, this was illegal.
Yes.
Immediately are being silenced. And censorship, of course, they censor United States president, they censor other people, they censoring us on the YouTube and Facebook and Twitters and everything else. And so the stuff which is happening to us right now, it's exactly what was happening during the communism. And they destroyed the previous history. The communists were very good in erasing the history, what was before them, and starting the new history, starting the day they come to the power. That's all what we saw. That's all what was that. All the statues, all the historical buildings, all the symbols, all the flags, everything was destroyed and erased. We see it happening right now. Everything is getting thrown away and overtoppled.
We watched an entire summer of Black Lives Matter and Antifa tearing down statues, declaring even people like Abraham Lincoln, who was the great emancipator of American history, who freed the slaves and who presided over the deaths of 640,000, 700,000 Americans who gave their lives during the Civil War to end slavery in America, and they call him a racist.
Right.
Abraham Lincoln is a racist now.
Right.
Tearing down all the statues, everything that you're talking about is just being fulfilled step by step by step, and as you and I both know, the final step is to burn away the Constitution. They want to declare the Constitution itself racist and inequitable.
Right.
Equity is now the terminology that's used for everything. Not equality of opportunity, but equity. It's obvious to see what the destination is. The Constitution will be gone, and at that point, it's far too late to leave America.
And that's exactly what communists did also. They scratched the original Constitution, and they wrote the brand new Constitution, of course. And They destroyed the currency and they started printing the new currency. And they went after previous leaders because they were presidents or leaders of the society which were prior to communism. They came to the power, they marked them as criminals and went after those leaders. Everything what they were doing, it's what's happening right now. Everything. And of course, Constitution is the, our United States Constitution is the greatest document ever written. And it gives us people freedoms and it gives us protection from oppressive government. Of course, we cannot have that. So communists always destroy those constitutions and write the brand new one.
And I want to salvage just enough time as we come back from this final break right here on the Shad Olson Show to hear what Peter Vedenka says about America's political future and about what needs to happen and what is necessary if there's going to be any possibility of extricating ourselves and our national fate from this downward spiral into the predictable and historically proven abyss that is communist totalitarian rule. Shad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
I had to come down here today to tell you to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last. Greet and meet respectfully.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.